feeling burnt it out. Kick off your shoes and relax your feet. And party on down to this DJ Quick Beat. The beat to get you up, to get you out.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Mac Lessons Radio Show. And I am your gracious host. My name is Mr. Tariq Elite Nasheed. And I'm glad to have everybody tuning in, ready to chop up some very good game for 2011. Glad to have everybody tuning in. Today's show is brought to you by CashCalGreen.com. That's where you can step your gear game up. That's CashCalGreen.com. And for everybody who has not subscribed to the Mac Lessons Radio Show, you can subscribe to this show and listen to it automatically for free by going to iTunes. Go to iTunes and subscribe to the Mac Lessons Radio Show so you can get laced with all this golden-ism every single week. And you can check out the archive shows. Now, for those who have been around checking out the show for the duration of the show, you know that around this time of year, it is tradition to have the Valentine's Day Mac-ish package. And we have a new 2011 Valentine's Day Mac-ish package coming up. It will go on sale next week. Now, the Mac-ish package this year will be sold for 2 weeks only, from January 19th, that starts next Wednesday, to February the 2nd. So that's 2 weeks. You have 2 weeks to get the Mac-ish package. After February 2nd, the sale will abruptly end. So everybody will get their Mac-ish package by Valentine's. So all you ladies out there, if you want to get a Valentine's gift for your dude, this is what you should give him. A lot of women don't know what to get their dudes for Valentine's or Christmas or their birthday. Get your dude the Mac-ish package. And fellas, get the Mac-ish package for yourself. And like I said, it's going to be for 2 weeks only. And in this year's Mac-ish package, this is what you get. You're going to get the Tariq Elite signature aviator sunglasses. You're also going to get the Risqué Elite cologne, made exclusively in France. Now, those two products right there, that's over $100 right there in value. The glasses and the cologne, that's over $100 in value. You feel me? But that's not all you get. You're going to get the aviator glasses, the Risqué Elite cologne. You're also going to get a copy, autographed copy, of the Art of Gold Digging book, because a lot of guys think that book is just for women, but there's some good game in that book for the fellas. So this book will come with the package. So all you players who do not have that book, you'll get a chance to get it in the package. So you'll get the cologne, the aviator glasses, the Art of Gold Digging book that's signed and autographed for you. You'll also get the Mac Lessons DVD. You'll also get the Live in New York DVD. And you'll also get the Tariq Elite Live in Atlanta DVD. You get all this, the glasses, the cologne, the book, the three DVDs. You get all this for just $95. You can't beat that with a goddamn baseball bat. So you'll have 2 weeks to take advantage of the sale. So that goes on sale next Wednesday, January 19th. So look out for that. All right. Now, I did a radio interview for a station in Washington, D.C. that's going to air this Friday, a radio station called 106.7 The Fan. That's a sports station in Washington, D.C. So all my players and playettes, if you are in the D.C. area, be sure to check that out this Friday on the CNO show on The Fan radio station, FM in Washington, D.C. I'm going to chop up some very good game on that show, so check that out on Friday. Shout out to everybody on the TV show The Game. The Game came on. It aired again on BET last night. It premiered the new season. The show was wonderful. I know a lot of fellas are complaining that the show is, they don't like it because it's too soap opera-ish. The Game TV show, that's the best show on television to me, man. I love that show. I've said it before. I absolutely love that show. So a lot of people were excited about that. love the show. Absolutely love it. I support that show 100%. I'm going to have some of the players on the show, on that show, on my show. I'm going to interview them soon because I know a couple of cats on the show. But I love that show. I love to see wealthy black folks. It's a show for the rich black folks doing their thing. No cooning. It's a good show. I love it. This shows black wealthy people, well, not wealthy, but rich black folks in relationship problems. And the game has a lot of beautiful women on that show. That show always has nice looking broads on there, so I can definitely co-sign that. So it's a great show. So everybody support the show, The Game. Because really, most other shows featuring black folks, it's always some coon shit. So I just like to see some non-cooning shit going on television. But I digress. Now, today is going to be a very good show. I'm going to chop up some game for the men and the women. On today's show, I'm going to talk about why men won't commit. I'm going to give women the 6 main reasons why men do not commit in relationships. And I get on that shortly. What else is going on the internet and in the world? Somebody, they've been sending me a link of this girl, some herbal tea, Afrocentric type chick who's on YouTube. I can't think of her name, but this has been all over message boards. There's this girl, her name is Black something. I can't even think of it, but I've seen it on several message boards. They put it on my message board at UnitedPlayersOfAmerica.com. This chick, she's very Afrocentric, black sister this with the dreadlocks, very herbal tea-ish, very bohemian-ish. And they found out that this chick, she was exposed for being an extra in a porno movie. They got pictures of the chick holding some white dude's dick. She's supposed to be this herbal tea Afrocentric chick, and she's holding some white dude's dick in a porno movie. So she was an extra in a porno, and everybody's acting shocked behind this. For those who know about it, a lot of you guys may or may not know about it, but a lot of people are acting shocked behind this. And I'm not shocked at all. Remember a couple of years ago, I did a whole podcast about fake bohemian chicks. See, that's why sometimes we have to go back and slow the game down, because the game goes over people's heads. They have to see the game for what it is. I did a whole show about that. I wasn't even shocked when I heard about that. Those bohemian chicks are some of the biggest undercover freaks. That whole bohemian herbal tea bullshit, that's a smokescreen. And I'm not going to go into it again. Just go back and listen to the archives. And then you won't be shocked when you find out one of these chicks, these herbal tea bras, are in a porn flick holding somebody's dick. Not shocked at all. And I hate to be one of those I told you so guys, but another situation where I told cats what was up, this shooting in Arizona, this crazy right-wing extremist shot this congresswoman. I know everybody has heard about that in Arizona. They found out that the shooter, this right-wing terrorist, because that's what he is. I hate when they try to make excuses for these dudes, for these white dudes, when they do something crazy. They're like, oh, maybe he was on Prozac. Maybe he had mental illness. They got every excuse in the world for these dudes. If a brother or any brown person shot up a U.S. congressman or congresswoman or anybody, every group that person belongs to will be profiled for the next year. They'll be labeled as a terrorist. So this guy is a terrorist. They're not trying to label him as one, but he is one. And they found out that he was associated with the website or with the right-wing group American Renaissance. And if you guys remember, a few months ago, I talked about that group. I talked about that website, the American Renaissance website. I talked about that racist agenda that they have that's very low-key. They're very low-key about it. But they go around the world and they have a big following. And I tried to put cats up on that game months ago, and a lot of cats didn't know what the hell I was talking about. So go back and listen to the archives. I'm not even sure what show I said it on. But I remember a couple of months ago, I was telling cats about the American Renaissance website, how they go around trying to intellectualize their racism. So you got to keep your eyes open with what's going on with some of these cats out here. It's not a game right now. You got these right wingers that's really flipping out. And we're going to get more into the intellectualism of racism in the documentary, the Hidden Colors documentary. That's coming along very smoothly. We're almost done with all the principal photography for it. My guys are doing some editing on it right now, but we're getting it together, and it should be ready in a couple of months, and I will keep you guys posted on that. But I digress. So let's get into the game today, ladies and gentlemen. I'm in a real smooth, mackish mood right now, and I'm ready to spit some of that hot fire that the ladies and the players desire. Like I said, I want to talk about the six main reasons why men do not commit in relationships. And I want my ladies out there to really listen up and dust your ears off so you can soak this game up. Because that's a main question that a lot of women ask me. They say, Tariq, why is it that these guys don't want to commit? Why do they not want to commit? Why are these men not committing to us? I always get women asking me that question. See, the thing is, ladies, the word commit itself, it almost has a negative connotation. It has a negative association, the word commit. See, the word commit means almost you're obligated to do something you really don't want to do. Like, man, I don't want to go to this party, but I already committed to it. So the word commit already has somewhat of a negative aftertaste. It has somewhat of a negative association in our culture. You know, people say, I committed a theft. I committed a murder. I committed adultery. I was committed to a mental ward. You understand? So the word commitment has a real trippy vibe when it comes to men, because see, masculine energy is all about freedom. The male energy is about freedom, exploration, new things. That's masculine energy. Feminine energy is really about filling itself up, attention, stabilization, comfort, security. That's the feminine energy. The male energy is somewhat the opposite of that. So when you talk about commitment, that almost goes against the general male's energy. But that's not a bad thing all the time, because there are freedoms in certain relationships. See, it has to be a choice thing, not a force thing. See, when a guy feels obligated to be in a relationship, just like when women, a lot of guys will get married because the woman got pregnant, so they feel obligated. So that's a very negative thing, or a very negative situation to get a guy in. And a lot of women try to get these guys in these little entrapment type of relationships. And when you do that, the men are the most rebellious. See, the best relationships are when a man has options and he chooses to be with a certain woman. You understand that? When a person is in a situation out of necessity, or they've been railroaded in a situation, or they're in a situation because they don't have any other options, that creates a lot of rebelliousness. And I'll get a little bit on that later, but let me give you some of the real reasons why a lot of men just don't want to commit in relationships in our day and age. Now, the number six reason, we'll start off with six. The number six reason is easy access to street booty. You see, back in the day when a woman wanted to get a man to commit to her, the woman would hold the carrot over the man's face and the carrot would be sex. Because back in the day, women carried themselves a certain way, so sex wasn't as accessible as it is now. So that was one of the major incentives. Women brought other things to the table, but sex was the main incentive. So right now you have so many slut buckets out here, and we have such a tricking culture out here. The women have devalued sex so much, it's very easy for a guy to get sex, especially if he has a trick mentality. And a lot of marriages are based on the trick mentality. You understand that? Because a lot of women, they say to a guy, I want you to marry me, get me a house, get me a car and a family, and I'll give you sex in exchange for that. Well, nowadays, a guy's like, why am I going to spend $100,000 on a house, $20,000 on a car, where I can spend $30 or $40 at this strip club and get a hand job. So a lot of guys have that tricking mentality. And these women out here, they've brought the price of sex down so low, they can just go the tricking route if that's all they're getting as an incentive, which is sex. And I'll get on why women should bring more to the table than sex a little bit later. But easy access to street booty, that's one of the main reasons why a lot of guys won't commit, because there's so much loose booty out here. All right? So let's go to number five. The number five reason why a lot of guys don't want to commit in relationships or get married. A lot of guys just don't want to be raped financially. That's a major reason. A man of means, man, you have to look at a relationship as an investment. And right now in the courts, they're raping dudes. Dudes are just not getting a fair shake when it comes to divorce settlements and child support settlements. And that's a very real issue. And women, you can't ignore that. And you can't expect us to ignore that. All that, I love you and I'm gonna love you forever, that sounds cool. But if shit goes south, we're gonna be left holding the bag for the most part. So we don't want to be in a situation like that, especially when we look at rappers and singers who end up paying $50,000 a month in child support and alimony. And that's not even an exaggerated number. Y'all go check out the Nas and Khalees marriage settlement. Nas was breaking bread. I think he had to get some of that money reduced. But when we see that, that makes us really charge that marriage talk to the game. So again, when a guy says his money ain't right, that's why he's not committing, in many cases, he's telling the truth. That's just not an excuse. A lot of women think we make excuses, but we don't want to get raped in the long run financially. All right, now let's go to the number four reason why men do not want to commit in a relationship. The number four reason is that a lot of women are bringing in kids from other relationships to the new relationships. And we're going to have to be honest, that has a bearing on the way we want to commit to you. Because the thing is, there are not too many incentives for a man to want to get married, but one incentive is to have a family, to start a new family. That's one incentive. So if a woman is already bringing a family to the table, which is what we have a lot in the dating game right now, especially the black community, you see women by the time they're 20 or 21 on their second damn kid. So when it comes time for you to settle down, you're bringing in damn near teenagers. So these kids already have a certain mindset. So we got to deal with you, the woman. Then we have to deal with the mindset of these kids. So that might be a little bit overwhelming because we don't know how you done raised these kids. And most likely you done half-ass raised them. Not in all cases. Some of these kids are well-rounded. But if you a slick-mouthed chick, your kids are going to be slick-mouthed. So whatever problems you have, those same problems are going to be in the kids. So sometimes we just don't want to deal with that. And again, I'm making a generalization here because there's some situations where the woman is cool. She was married. She had a couple of kids after marriage. She's well-rounded. The kids are well-rounded. So it's a good thing. But generally, guys don't want the ready-made family if he's a man of means, even though there are exceptions. Now, the number three reason why a lot of guys don't want to commit to a relationship with a woman or marriage. The number three reason is because there's really no social pressure for a man to get married. It's different with women. For women, there's a lot of social pressure on women to get married because women are told your biological clock is ticking. A lot of women are told that something is wrong with them if they're not married by a certain age. When women start getting around, 35, 40, people are like, you ain't married? What the fuck is wrong with you? They don't do that with men, because men, we can be older and older and older, and we can still meet a woman to get married to, because women like maturity in a man. That's our calling card as we get older. The maturity level and the wisdom, that's our hook, that's our niche. And it doesn't work the same with women. Unfortunately, I mean, we're just talking biology here. We're gonna keep it 110. I'm telling y'all the real deal. So again, there's not that social pressure for men to get married, so it's not that big of a deal. We can put off marriage till we're damn near 50 years old and still catch. You always see a dude after a divorce, he gets remarried again, hell, a few months or even a year later. He gets married right away, whereas the woman, it don't really work like that for the most part. Now, you can still get wiped up as an older female, but you really have to have your game right. But generally, it's easier for a man to get married as he's older and there's no social pressure for him to do so. Now let's get to the number two reason why a lot of men do not want to commit in relationships. And the number two reason is a very simple reason. It's a very, almost an obvious reason, almost too simple, very simple reason. A lot of dudes just like the option to have sex with different women without any kind of guilt or pressure. It's that simple. And that should go without saying, but a lot of women try to analyze it and intellectualize it. Sometimes there's guys who just want new booty every other day. There's no rhyme or reason to it. You can try to make it deeper than what it is. Some women are like, oh, he's a commitment phobe. He's not man enough. He's a little boy trapped in a man. You try to come up with all this bullshit to justify just a biological urge that a lot of dudes have. They just want to bang other women. Just for the sake of banging them. If you try to intellectualize that and try to analyze it and figure it out, you're going to rack your brain because there's no rhyme or reason to it, ladies. That's just how some dudes are. They go through a player stage. And when a guy is in a player stage, there ain't a goddamn thing you can do. But wait till he grows out of it. And I've talked about the player stage many, many times on my show and in my books. Either he's going to go through the stage at a young age or he's going to go through a delayed player stage. So there's no way around that. Now, the number one reason, and the main reason, ladies, why a lot of men do not commit to you in relationships, and this is a tough pill to swallow for a lot of women, but I gotta keep it 110 with you right now. The number one reason that a lot of men do not want to commit is because, truth is, ladies, a lot of you just don't give men an incentive to commit to you. A lot of you women don't really bring nothing to the table to make a dude want to commit to you. A lot of you don't do anything or don't have anything going on that will make a dude charge all his other women to the game and say, you're the one I want to be with. That's a tough pill to swallow because, see, a lot of women, in their mind, they have it going on more than they really do. A lot of y'all just don't have it going on like that. Now, I know that sounds harsh. I know that sounds rough. It almost sounds mean-spirited. But let's tell the truth and shame the devil. A lot of y'all just don't have it going on like you think you do. And a lot of times, if you talk to some of these women and you really get into their brains, you'll see how much they do not have it going on. A lot of you women, y'all don't cook no more. You're very hard-pressed to see women who cook nowadays. And if a woman cooks these days, she thinks she has done something. A woman cooks 3 chicken wings, she thinks she's Paula Deen. You understand what I'm saying? A lot of y'all just don't cook no more. You don't clean no more. You don't do what the women back in the day used to do. Women back in the day, they would bring things to the table, and that's just the way it was. It wasn't no big deal. Women these days, they cook on certain occasions. I cook on your birthday. I cook on Thanksgiving. I cook on Christmas. And your ass is starving 360 days out of the damn year. But a lot of these women just don't bring anything to the table, and that's why these dudes are not committing to you, because there is no reason to. Now, a lot of women, they will try to avoid having to bring something to the table by getting dudes who don't have it going on. You'll try to get dudes who are kind of down on their luck to avoid being the type of woman to bring something to the table, or the type of woman who has to bring something to the table. So you'll get these down on their luck type of dudes who just need any kind of woman. He doesn't have any kind of standards. But once you get a dude like that, sooner or later, he's going to get back on his feet. And when he gets back on his feet, he's going to bounce anyway. So you're going to be back in the same boat. So there's really no way around not bringing something to the table, not being a woman of value. Because again, the coochie thing ain't working. We'll hit it and we'll just have you as a jump off. And I'm going to do another show about jump offs pretty soon. A lot of you women, again, are good jump off material. Coming over and hitting it, that's cool. But as far as a relationship, it's not popping off. Because the sex thing, that's no longer an incentive to make a commitment. Because again, like I said, there's a lot of miscellaneous street booty out here. So a lot of women don't know what else to bring to the table. You don't have anything else popping off. A lot of these women aren't taking care of themselves. You eat till you're about the damn bust. You walk in the bedroom looking like Reuben Studdard, and you wonder why this nigga don't want to commit. A lot of you women are walking around with tattoos or other niggas' names all on your body, and you want a dude to commit to you. You're walking around with a raggedy lace front, half-ass glued up on your head, and you want a dude to make a commitment. Your mouth is slick and you want a dude to make a commitment. Let's keep it 100. A lot of you just don't have it going on like you think you do. Because the reality is, ladies, if your mind is right, everything else is going to fall into place. And a guy will have no problem wiping you up. Guys are not dumb. We know a decent female when we meet her. We know a woman who has it going on when we meet her. We know a woman of value when we meet her. We're not dumb, and we'll wipe her up with the quickness. But you have to give us that. You have to give us that value. You have to give us an incentive to want to wipe your ass up. So we're going to have to keep it 100, and you're going to have to keep it 100 with yourself. A lot of guys are afraid to say this because women, you jump on guys. Guys, are, especially brothers. Brothers are so intimidated by sisters these days. But that's the reality. If you have it going on, and it's not that hard to have it going on, get your shit right, get your game right, get your look right, get your attitude right, and you will have dudes lining up trying to wipe you up. That's the reality of the game. All this, these dudes aren't ready. All these men are there, immature. You can sit up and tell yourself that all day, but at the end of the day, you have to look in the mirror and say, what am I really bringing to the table to make a dude want to wipe me up? And if you can't really think of no good answers, you need to do a real deep self-evaluation and get your mind right. All right? That's been today's episode of the Mac Lessons Radio Show. Glad to have everybody tuning in. Don't forget, the Valentine's Day Mackish package, that will be on sale next week. Everybody, if you have not added me on Twitter, add me at twitter.com/Tariq Nasheed. Hit me up on Facebook, facebook.com/Tariq Elite. That's the Tariq Elite fan page. Holla at me, and I'm going to holla at you guys next week. Peace.